reflect, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the Silsila Reflect to Succeed. And mashallah, today on the Silsila Reflect to Succeed, we are going to be discussing a very beautiful topic, and that is regarding Surah Al-Fatiha. Yes, we are going to be mentioning the excellences, the virtues of Surah Al-Fatiha, and also regarding the beautiful theme in Surah Al-Fatiha. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that individual who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me in this world. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our most merciful creator, our most forgiving creator, our most compassionate creator. And we show shukr and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the countless blessings that He has bestowed upon you and I. For indeed, the Holy Quran teaches you and I that if you were to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would never ever be able to do so. And upon that, no matter our state, no matter our circumstances, no matter what situation we may be in, Islam teaches you and I to say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Always praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whichever circumstances you may be in life. So yes, Alhamdulillah, we are going to be discussing, as I've mentioned in the beginning, Surah Al-Fatiha. Before that, let me narrate to you a beautiful incident, a beautiful narration, wherein a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id bin Mu'alla radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates, he says that whilst I was offering salah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by and he called me, but I did not go to him until I had finished. When I went to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked, what prevented you from coming? So he says, I replied, I was praying salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, did Allah ta'ala not say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istajibu lillahi walil rasooli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum? That, O believers, present yourselves upon the call of Allah and His Messenger when the Messenger called you for such a thing. Example, faith or the Quran or jihad or martyrdom, etc., which will give you life. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added, he said, shall I not tell you about the most superior surah in the Quran before I leave the masjid? When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intended to go out, he took my hand and I reminded him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Surah Al-Fatiha, which are the 7 oft repeated verses that were given to me. And another narration says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called out to Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu whilst he was offering salah, but he did not respond. So Sayyidina Ubay radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he quickly finished his salah and went to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, O Ubay, what prevented you from responding to me? And he said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was performing salah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, have you not read the words of Allah ta'ala, which is, يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. سيدنا أبي رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said, I have read this verse. Now I will not repeat this in the future, meaning I will respond to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if I am in salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, would you like for me to teach you a surah, the likes of which has neither been revealed in the Torah, nor the Injil, nor the Zabur, and which is not like the other surahs of the Quran? He said, yes, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what do you recite in your prayer? So Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded by reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. And upon this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the one in whose power is my soul, the likes of it have neither been revealed in the Torah, nor the Injil, nor the Zabur, and it is unlike any other surah of the Quran. Indeed, it is the seventh oft repeated verses. So dear viewers of Madani channel, these two narrations, they grant us a priceless pearl of wisdom, which is that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls out to someone whilst they are in salah, it is necessary, compulsory for them to leave the salah and go to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately. Allahu Akbar. Salah, dear viewers of Madani channel, is a most superior act of worship. But entering the court of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more important and superior. You know, the ulama, the scholars, they say that if the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls out to someone who is performing salah, he must leave his salah and go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will not invalidate his salah. Allahu Akbar. Rather, the time he spends with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be considered part of the salah. And after he leaves the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should continue the salah from where he left off. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we learn that the command of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not like the command of anyone else. Speaking to someone whilst you are performing salah makes the worship invalid, makes the salah invalid. However, when you recite at-tahiyyat, you are greeting the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In ya salah, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu. O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon you. Now this greeting does not make the salah invalid. In fact, it completes the salah. And this is because it is necessary to recite at-tahiyyat during the salah. Now these narrations, they also inform us about the greatness of the companions alayhim ridwan. It's necessary for a person to go to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when called upon by him, even if they are praying. This is what Islamic law commands. This was something exclusive to the companions alayhim ridwan. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was veiled from this world, this command could no longer be acted upon. And also the Madani channel, the narration informs us that Surah Al-Fatiha is the most superior chapter of the Quran. Now it should be noted that the entire Quran is the word of Allah Ta'ala. And from this aspect, all of it contains virtue. When it is said that such and such chapter possesses virtue, now it has two meanings. Reciting the surah, meaning Surah Al-Fatiha, it grants you more reward in comparison to other surahs. The second point is the themes of the surah are greater in comparison to the others. For example, Surah Lahab. It explains how Abu Lahab was a kafir, was a disbeliever, and Surah Ikhlas explains the oneness of Allah. There is difference, there is so much of difference between the mentioning of the two. Remember, both surahs are the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are equal in this regard. But they differ in the matters they discuss. Similarly, the topics covered in Surah Al-Fatiha are greater than that of the other surahs. Like Sayyidina Abu Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that I was walking with the Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the streets of Medina Munawwara at night when we heard a sound coming from a house. It was a companion reciting Surah Al-Fatiha in Tahajjud Salah. And upon hearing this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stopped walking and listened to the recitation. When the companion finished reciting, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ma fil Qur'ani mithluha." There is no surah like it in the Qur'an. Subhanallah. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Surah Al-Fatiha is a short chapter of the Qur'an. It contains one ruku, 7 verses, 27 words, and 140 letters. Now, Imam Mujahid, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, that Surah Al-Fatiha was revealed in Al-Madinatul Munawwara, and according to another opinion, it was revealed twice, once in Makkatul Mukarramah and once in Madinatul Munawwara. And very interestingly, Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti, rahimahullah, he says that Shaitan, he wept and he cried on 4 occasions. One is when he was cursed. The second is when he was cast upon the earth. The third is when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared his prophethood. And the fourth, when Suratul Fatiha was revealed. So Imam Mujahid rahimahullah, he said, when Surah Al-Fatiha was revealed, Shaitan felt immense grief, so he cried and wailed. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me that Surah Al-Fatiha was revealed from a treasure beneath the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once sitting with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam when they heard a sound from the sky. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam raised his head and said, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is an angel who has never come down to earth before." The angel greeted the Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rejoice, for you have received 2 lights which were not given to any prophet before you. Number one is the light of Surah Al-Fatiha. Number two is the light of the concluding verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Whoever recites these is given a special reward in exchange for every letter." Here Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahimahullah, he says, and whoever recites a verse of the Qur'an will receive 10 good deeds for every letter. However, the one who recites Surah Al-Fatiha and the final verses of Surah Al-Baqarah will receive 10 good deeds for every letter as well as an additional reward. And Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahimahullah, he also said that Surah Al-Fatiha is a chapter of mercy, because it does not mention the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the punishment of the fire. In fact, the surah does not even contain the letters that appear at the start of words like Jahannam. You know, there are 7 letters that do not appear in this chapter. Number one is Tha, Jim, Kho, Za, Sheen, Dha, and Fa. Right? These 7 letters. So he says that Tha is the first letter of Thabur, which is another name for hell. Jim is the first letter of Jahim, which is a name of hell also. Kho is the first letter of Khazyu, which means disgrace. Za is the first letter of Zafir and Zakum. Now Zafir is the sound of the dwellers of hell, and Zakum is the food of the denizens of hell. Sheen is the first letter of Shahiq, and this refers to the sound of the dwellers of hell. Dho is the first letter of Dhulm, and Fa is the first letter of Firaq. Now this means distance. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah says that hell has 7 gates. And the 7 letters that denote upon punishment are not mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. So whoever recites Surah Al-Fatiha believes in it and recognizes its realities will be protected from the seven gates of hell. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Another virtue of the surah is that it is a chapter of cure. In fact, the entire Quran is a source of healing, as it is stated in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we send down in the Quran that which is a cure and mercy for the believers. However, this chapter in particular is known as the chapter of healing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, هِيَ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَهِيَ شِفَاءٌ مِّنْ كُلِّ دَاءٍ. As Surah Al-Fatiha is Ummul Kitab, meaning the basis of the Quran. And it contains a cure for every illness. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih al-Muslim, there is a narration which mentions that 30 companions, alayhim ridwan, they were traveling on a journey when a man approached them and said that our leader has been stung by a scorpion. Can you help him? One companion, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, yes, I will recite over him. So the companion, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to that afflicted man, he recited Surah Al-Fatiha over him, and through the barakah and blessings of this, he was cured. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Sayyidina Kharija bin Salt, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, reports from his uncle that he said, as I returned from the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I passed by a group of people. One of them was afflicted with insanity and had been tied in shackles. The people asked me, can you cure him? So I recited Surah Al-Fatiha over him in the morning and night for 3 days through its blessings. He was cured. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the blessings of Surah Al-Fatiha, the views of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. You know, Surah Al-Fatiha, it provides a cure to illnesses and a solution to every problem. Like Sayyidina Atta rahimullah, he says that if someone is in need, he should recite Surah Al-Fatiha and his need will be fulfilled. And scholars say, recite Surah Al-Fatiha 100 times, then make dua, your dua will be accepted. Subhanallah, this is a simple solution to all of our problems, dear viewers of Madani channel. If you are facing difficulty, if you are worried in financial hardship, or you have a need, recite Surah Al-Fatiha and make dua. Inshallah, all your difficulties, it will be removed. Sayyidina Imran bin Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the residents of the house in which Surah Al-Fatiha and Ayatul Kursi are recited will be protected from the evil eye of man and jinn on that day. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who recites Surah Al-Fatiha and Surah Al-Ikhlas is as if he has recited a third of the Quran. Another narration says, Surah Al-Fatiha is equivalent to 2/3 of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, recite Surah Al-Fatiha and recite Surah Al-Ikhlas before you sleep. This will protect you from everything except death. And it's mentioned in another hadith that when you lie on your bed and recite Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah Ta'ala stations an angel by your side to protect you. And scholars say, Surah Al-Fatiha is a munajat. Munajat is defined as speaking quietly, or to pray and make a request, make a plea. Now if someone makes dua as though he's speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's called a munajat. The chapter begins with the praise and glorification of Allah ta'ala, followed by a dua by his slaves. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala says, I have divided Surah Al-Fatiha into two halves between me and my slaves. The slave says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the owner of all the worlds. In response to this, Allah Ta'ala says, my slave has praised me. The worshipper continues, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful. Allah Ta'ala says, my slave has lauded me. The person says, Maliki Yawm Al-Din, the owner of the day of recompense. Allah Ta'ala says, my slave has glorified me. The worshipper continues, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. You alone may we worship and from you alone may we seek help. Allah Ta'ala responds, this is between me and my slave. When someone worships Allah, he will help him and aid him. The worshipper then says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. And enable us to walk the straight path, the path of those upon whom you have bestowed favor, not of those who were subjected to your wrath, nor of the astray ones. Allah Ta'ala says, this is for my slave, and my slave will receive what he asks for. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, ponder over the excellences of this chapter. There are 7 verses of Surah Al-Fatiha. And as a person recites each verse, Allah Ta'ala listens and responds to each verse. Allama Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali rahimahullah, he says, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replying to each verse of Surah Al-Fatiha when it is recited, this is a special virtue of Surah Al-Fatiha which is not found in for any other surah. So Surah Al-Fatiha is a magnificent chapter, the views of Madani Channel, which summarizes the entire Quran in 7 verses. Now it's mentioned in a hadith, the one who recites Surah Al-Fatiha is as if he has recited the Tawrat, Zabur, Injil, and the Quran, all 4 of the major divinely revealed books. And Imam Hassan Al-Basri rahimahullah, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed 104 scriptures. The themes of these scriptures are explained in the Tawrat, Injil, Zabur, and the Quran. The sciences of the Torah, Zabur, and Injil are all mentioned in the Quran. And all the teachings of the Quran are found in Surah Al-Fatiha. So whoever understands the commentary of Surah Al-Fatiha, it is as though he has read the commentary of all divinely revealed books. Subhanallah. Surah Al-Fatiha, dear views of Madani Channel, is a concise surah which contains an endless amount of knowledge. You know, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that if I wished, I could load 70 camels with the explanation of Surah Al-Fatiha. And Sayyidina Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, he says that a camel can carry extremely large loads, and each load contains thousands of items. So we can estimate that this amounts to around 2,500,000 volumes. And this is only for Surah Al-Fatiha. So what can be said about the rest of the Quran, Ibn of Madani Channel? Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, it's not within our capability to understand and explain everything in Surah Al-Fatiha. However, in light of the Quran and Hadith and other major books of religious knowledge, the noble scholars have mentioned one of the main themes of Surah Al-Fatiha. What is this? It is muraqabatul ibadi li rabbihim, for a slave to be mindful of his Rabb. This is one of the main themes of the chapter, or one of the main points we are taught by this chapter. Now, what is muraqaba? Muraqaba is the name of a connection. It refers to a slave's strong link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a firm connection that one's heart, mind, and thoughts are always occupied with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is when a person is certain that Allah ta'ala is always watching him and is aware of his outer and inner conditions. This is muraqaba. Now, Imam Qushayri rahimahullah, he clarifies this through an example. He says, there was a king who had several servants, but there was one he showed special kindness towards. There was nothing seemingly special about the servant, but the king loved him nonetheless. The other servants disliked the special treatment he received. So on one occasion, they mustered up the courage and asked the king that, "Oh king, what quality does that servant possess which makes you favor him over us?" So the king did not answer the question and instead instructed them to prepare for a journey. So the horses were ready. The king set out on the journey with his servants. The king took them through a mountainous area, and after some time they came across a large mountain covered in snow. The king saw the mountain from afar and lowered his head. As soon as he lowered his head, the favored servant advanced forward on his horse. The rest of them became confused, thinking to themselves, "What has happened? Where is he going?" After a while, the slave returned with some snow in his hand. The king asked, "Why did you bring the snow?" The slave replied, "Oh king, you looked towards the snow-covered mountain and then lowered your head. I knew you did this because you wanted the snow." And upon hearing this, the king addressed the rest of the servants that, "Look, you are always busy with your own affairs. You are always focused on yourselves. But this servant is always concerned about me. He always knows what I am looking at, what I am doing, and what I am planning to do. This is why I love him so much." Allahu Akbar. So this is muraqabah, viewers of Madani Channel. It is for our attention to be directed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. You know, a person might be in a shop, yet his mind is focused on Allah ta'ala. A person might be at his home, but his thoughts are directed towards Allah ta'ala. A person could be in the masjid, and he is mindful of Allah ta'ala. So in short, muraqabah is for a person to always be focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, two things are necessary for muraqabah: the ma'rifah of Allah ta'ala and the recognition of oneself. If a person does not know who his Rabb is, what his attributes are, and he is not familiar with his majesty, such a person will become astray. Now, there was once a king in Yemen who had been granted power, strength, and wealth by Allah ta'ala. He was given many, many blessings, and his army continued to conquer lands, and his kingdom expanded. So one day, he thought to himself, "Who is maintaining the perfect order of the universe? Who gives us the days and nights? Who has granted us the strength and power?" So he did not possess knowledge of Islam, and he repeatedly asked himself these questions. After a couple of days of thinking, he reached the conclusion that the sun is maintaining the order of the universe. The days and nights come about because of the sun, and the sun causes the crops to grow. So the sun is the creator. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. The unfortunate king, he fell victim to his baseless interpretation, and the devil tricked him into worshipping the sun. The king did not recognize Allah ta'ala. He was unaware of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he did not know about the grand status of Allah ta'ala. So he was led astray by succumbing to his weak and inferior intellect. So we learn that in order to perform muraqabah, it is essential to have recognition, ma'rifah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be familiar with his attributes. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, Divis of Madani Channel, these are the virtues, the excellences, and the theme of Surah Al-Fatiha. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.